Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with, once again, the energy of the 16-7. So you worked with this energy in December, and if you didn't listen to that reading, I would suggest having a listen because you'll probably see a continuation of those themes as we move into January. So the 7, of course, is your own energy, so you will be feeling that quite strongly. But the 16 is important, and the 16 brings in a very sort of intensity to this energy. It sort of accelerates the lesson or whatever it is that you're meant to learn from this energy, but it brings in a very tangible component. And so you could feel or go through some kind of very tangible experience that's meant to push you to some kind of greater understanding, greater self-discovery, greater self-awareness of self, right? But it's also pushing you to really connect to your soul, your higher consciousness, your intuition. And so anytime we have 16-7 of a cycle, there's always there's always a very physical component. And that physical component is meant to, again, I don't want to say be like faith breaking or anything too dramatic, but it is, can be intense. And that intensity, again, pushes us towards our faith, pushes us towards our pushes us back towards ourselves, right? To our higher consciousness, connection to our soul, our intuition, and to follow our own inner compass. So it can be quite beautiful, but it can also be quite challenging at times. But what's interesting is you're also working with, in January, the energy of the hawk. And so with this, there's something that's requiring your discernment and your decision-making. This is sort of like Ace of Swords type of energy, where it's asking you to get very clear about what it is that you want when it comes to the direction of your life, when it comes to your experience. What is it that you want? And then what does that require of you in order to achieve that? So with Hawk energy, it's asking you to have some level of precision here, but it's also asking you to have sort of a greater perspective. But that greater perspective isn't coming from the outside. It's actually coming from your soul, from your own inner knowing. And with the 7, what's interesting about this is, so 7 energy is, there's 2 sides to the 7, very distinct sides of the 7. One is that very truth-seeking, logical, practical side, right? That's more mental, like in the mind. The other side of the 7 is a very spiritual, very highly connected to, again, the soul, the intuition, the ethereal side of the 7. And in this lifetime, you are meant to be the bridge between the two and merge those two and take the inspiration, the ideas from your higher self and create something very tangible in this world with whatever that is. And that can be through teaching or through creating something or whatever the case may be. Like I've had a client who was a private investigator and who used their intuition or their like hunches, right? Or their psychic skills to actually solve cases because they trusted their intuition enough to do that, right? They coupled that with the very logical, practical, informative side, right? The information that was coming through from the physical. They coupled that with their intuition and they were able to crack the code, right? Solve the case. And so that translates into the seven's journey, right? The more that you can follow, like take the information that's presented to you, but then also couple that with your intuition, you can create something very, very powerful in this lifetime, right? And that's exactly what you're meant to do. But with hawk energy coming through, it's asking you to really pay attention to that higher consciousness, that higher self, and what the higher self is trying to, where it's trying to lead you. And you'll only know that by following your intuition, your own inner knowing. It's not something that somebody else can tell you or give you. So there's something this month that could be coming in for you that may be setting the stage for the coming year, where you're going to have to use your discernment, but you're also going to have to take the information that's presented to you and also follow your intuition, couple the two, and you will be able to sort of crack the code, whatever the code is for you. Also, this can help you as you're moving through your journey, right? If you're moving through experiences, take what's presented, you know, dig deeper, get to the truth of something, get very like precise with whatever it is, but then also know that there's a lot unseen around whatever this is. There's a lot that can't be spoken, that isn't easily unlocked without using your inner knowing, your intuition. So I do think this could be a really big month for you all in flexing both of those muscles, right? The very practical, logical, truth-seeking side of yourself and the very intuitive, spiritual side of yourself, and connecting the two and seeing how much that opens up for you when it comes to your experience, and getting very sort of serious about or very clear on the direction that you want to take in life and what it is that you want to do with your experiences. The other thing I would say is that there is a side of the seven that can be over analytical. And again, like overly logical, overly like in the mind, where it's like the intuition might be coming through, but then we take that intuitive hit and we overanalyze and we overanalyze and we overanalyze. And what happens is it becomes so convoluted that then we don't even remember what the intuitive hit is, but now we're so in the whatever our mind has created that it just sort of, again, convolutes the whole situation. So I do think that this month could be a practice in, again, honoring both sides of yourself, truly honoring both sides of yourself and allowing each side of yourself to help direct you in whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever it is that you want to sort of, getting a clear vision, let's say that, getting a very clear vision about what it is that you want, and then your, you know, the steps needed to be able to get there and how to do that. But I will say, whatever it is that you commit to, whatever it is that you have your eyes sort of set on, it's going to require both sides of yourself, the very logical, practical, truth-seeking side of yourself, and the very spiritual, intuitive side of yourself, and merging of the two. So I think this month will be good practice for that. And remember, like with hawk energy, there's a greater perspective that wants to come through, but that greater perspective is coming from you, like from your higher self. So pay attention to that and learn to trust that. And I do think that there's going to be some opportunities here to practice trusting yourself and trusting your decisions. So I hope it's a really powerful January for you all. I think it's going to be a beautiful new year. I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. And I'll see you again soon. All right. Take care, sevens. Bye for now.